The competition went very well. I went to Canada with the Olympic development team, and we were there for about 2.5 weeks before our first competition. Canada is like everywhere else in the U.S. right now, or up until now, they didn't have any snow. But the reason we went up there is they have state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities, and their tracks were in phenomenal shape. They had several kilometers of man-made snow around their trails, and so the training was absolutely world-class. And we got a lot of good early season on snow time, which is really important for skiers to get the feel for their skis before the race season starts. And so we trained for about 2.5 weeks, and that went very well. We had some time trials, in which I did very well in. And then, unfortunately, the weekend of our race, it got extremely cold. Most competitors got frostbite on their hands and feet and face, and I wasn't immune to that. I froze my hands and my feet pretty bad. I did fairly well in the competition. I was about, you know, middle of the pack. I finished in 10th place out of about 25 competitors. It wasn't as well as I wanted to do, and I'd certainly done much better in the time trials, but I got really cold, and it was windy, and my shooting just wasn't up to par in the competition. And then the next weekend, we came down and raced in West Yellowstone. And I did very well there. I was the fastest senior man for the United States and came in 4th place overall behind some pretty fast Canadians. The Canadians have a very strong team now, and I was within a minute of the top Canadian man, so, and his shooting was slightly better than mine, so I was right in there with those guys, and it was a good competition. So now I'm back for through the holidays. And then in January, I'll be racing a lot, doing some races locally here in the West, and then most likely going to Europe as well for a couple of Europa Cup races there to try to qualify for World Championships. And then after that, be racing all of February and March on the East Coast of the U.S. and Canada in the North American Championship Series, which is going to be a lot bigger this year than it has been in the past. U.S. Biathlon is putting more money into the North American race series to try to get it up to, you know, more to standards like it is in Europe, try to get more athletes coming. So they're putting in more prize money into the North American series, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of competitors in North America racing this year. So we're not going to spend as much time in Europe as we did last year, and we're going to try to get more emphasis on the North American circuit, and so it should be pretty good. And in March, the culmination of our races will be the U.S. National Championships in Minnesota, followed by the Canadian Championships in Vancouver, B.C., which is the same venue that they'll be using for the Olympics in 2 years. So that'll be our first time to race on those trails, so that's very exciting. Other than that, that's pretty much it for the race season, kind of a general overview. Just be back here training, and hopefully we get some more snow so we can get our ski trails up to par. And so I'll be in and out of here in January and then gone most of all of February and March. We were in Kenmore, Alberta, and those trails were built for the Calgary Olympics, and they have a very, very nice venue in Kenmore. And they have spent about $20 million in the last 5 years on the cross-country and biathlon venue with lodges, wax rooms, snowmaking capabilities, and paved roller ski loop and all this stuff. So the cross-country skiing and biathlon is world-class there. And there's competitors from all over the world training there early in the season. So that was really nice to be able to ski with some guys that are extremely fast.